Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, with us this morning. Greg, good morning to you.
Morning, Ryan.
Now, the current account deficit narrowing, got to be a good thing?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And of course, we're waiting those quarterly GDP numbers today. So if you look at the current account deficit, that's $5.9 billion in the December quarter. And that's down $475 million from September. So yeah, a couple of tailwinds to the improvements there. So increased exports, both of goods but also services. So you look at services exports, they're up by almost $700 million. And a lot of this, Ryan, is due to spending by overseas visitors. So that was some $400 million that increased by. So yeah, while the number of tourists coming into the country isn't quite back at pre-COVID levels, what they're spending is, and it's actually exceeded that. So you can say inflation's helping a bit, and we're also spending a bit more overseas. But this is really positive. Also, in terms of goods exports, the quarterly deficit there, that narrowed by $100 million to $1.7 billion. Goods exports up by $669 million to $18.4 billion. And no surprise what's driving this. It's our agri sector. So dairy's doing well. Exports of milk, powder, butter and cheese, and also meats, driving that increase as well. On the other side, yeah, we are still importing a lot of stuff, so that increased by $580 million as well to $20.1 billion. But overall, really encouraging, Ryan. So it's taken our annual current account deficit to $26.4 billion. Now, that's around 6.2% of GDP, but still around $700 million down from where it was in September. So, look, we're still spending more than we earn. We've been doing that for many, many years. But, look, the trend is our friend in this case, and a lower deficit means we don't have to borrow as much. So that should alleviate some concerns around our debt rating.
Now, gold, it's been having a bit of a moment over the last week. While it's hit a record US 3,000 an ounce, also silver's been doing even better. Presumably, this is all the volatility people pile into the safer.
Yeah, that's right. So the precious metals are seen as safe havens, so both against geopolitical tensions, but also against inflation and uncertainties, and we've got plenty of everything there abounding at the moment. So you look at the geopolitical side, and you talk about Zelensky, and hopefully we are getting close to a deal, peace deal in Ukraine, but we've got tensions going on and escalating in the Middle East. We've also got investors worried about the economic slowdown, obviously Trump's tariffs, and how that factors into inflation. So yes, it's been good for gold. That's been seen as a store of value for centuries, you know, even though the US abandoned it as a gold standard back in the 70s. There's also a notion that there's a limited amount in the ground, but also maybe a concerns about how much is actually above the ground. So there's been all these conspiracy theories about whether the gold in Fort Knox is actually there, and Elon has raised this recently. He's pretty amazed that there's not regular audits, and Trump said he's confident it's all there, but he'd be pretty angry if it's not. And just a fun fact also on that, the US Treasury gold reserves, they're actually valued on their balance sheet at around 40 US an ounce. Now, the price obviously is 3,000, so they'd get a huge windfall if they revalued that around about $800 million. So time will tell there. And yeah, as you mentioned, gold's stealing all the limelight, but yeah, silver's up 17% this year, $34 an ounce. Has similar sorts of safe haven attributes, Ryan, but it also has much higher industrial uses. So when you look at the energy transition, so it's around about 25 to 50 grams of silver in the average EV. So yeah, that's where a lot of demand is coming from as well. And also the physical market is also facing a bit of stress amid what Trump is doing. The US imports 70% of its silver from, you guessed it, Canada and Mexico. So yeah, hi-ho silver.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Basically, gold, silver, European shares, these are the things you wanted to buy in 2025. The Bank of Japan has decided to leave rates on hold. They're just holding steady, a bit of a wait and see on the tariffs.
Yeah, that's right. So I think there's going to be a bit of a theme here. So we've got the Bank of England tonight, and we've got the Fed at around about 7 a.m. our time. So Bank of Japan's a little bit different. They've been increasing rates at their last meet. They're trying to sort of encourage inflation rather than sort of stamp it out. They've battled with deflation. But yeah, similar move in terms of that they're leaving things on hold for now. They want to see how the tariff sort of front all plays out. I guess, you know, the next big line in the sand is the start of April in terms of what Trump does with tariffs. But yeah, they're pretty confident that they're, you know, getting back towards their 2% inflation target. There's been lots of big pay rises put through by big Japanese firms of late. But yeah, it's all about Japanese, I suppose, all about Trump's tariff plans and how I suppose that affects the Japanese economy, which obviously is hugely export oriented, and it's notably, yeah, but the business mood is soured a little bit of late. So yeah, wait and see approach, and we'll see what the Fed does. You know, we're going to hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell around about 7:30 our time when his conference starts.
Brilliant. Greg, give us the numbers.
Yeah, so a bit of green in the US indices, the Orions, the Dow's up 0.7%, S&P 500 up 0.8%, NASDAQ up 1%, FTSE 100 flat in the UK, Nikkei, that was down 0.25%, ASX 200 down 0.4%, NZX 50, we were down 0.3%, 12.045 for our index. Commodities, mentioned gold, that's up another couple of bucks, so around record levels, 3,036 an ounce, oil up 20 cents, 67 spot, 11 a barrel for WTI. Just in the currencies, we're down 0.6% against the US dollar, 57.8. Kiwis 91.4 against the Australian dollar and 44.6 against the British pound, so lower in both cases. And we're also a touch softer against the Japanese yen, 86.7. So, yeah, stand by for the Fed and also those GDP numbers. You know, are we going to be out of a technical recession? Well, all will be revealed.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Greg. Good to hear from you. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, with us this morning.